Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at bullfallsradio.com.
I really didn't know what to bring, so I went to Pick and Save and bought one of those big veggie trays. I didn't realize how expensive a veggie tray is.
Oh yeah,
they're expensive.
So are the fruit trays as well,
right? People are all up in arms about eggs. Try buying one of those veggie trays. They're expensive. And I thought I was doing pretty good, right? Because everybody was bringing some homemade food. I brought the veggie tray, and hours later, as people are leaving the party, the tray was still there with the lid. It hadn't even been opened, and the veggies were sitting out there warm for like 4 or 5 hours. I was like, why did I even buy that?
You didn't get the correct dip with it. They just didn't like the dip.
Well, you know, the dip was in the tray, you know, and you had to peel back the wrapper, and everything was self-contained. That's why I don't bring anything. I'll just bring my humor and my presence as a good friend. Contributing to the party. Anyway, enough about that. We've got a busy weekend. We're talking the big game. We're talking pasty. We talked a little bit about everything, but we also have to talk about this weather, this wild weather that we had yesterday and that we're going to have tomorrow. My friend and social media weather influencer, Scott Rippey of Rippeyology, joining Nightlight tonight. Scott, how you doing in Mount Horeb? What's going on?
Dude, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I can't complain. Really can't complain.
I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I will not be able to sleep tonight unless I have a wrestling name.
We've got to get Rich back on. And give.
Yeah.
Knowing you, as long as we've known each other, I would encourage Rich to really think of that PG-13 or R-rated probably wrestling name, but we probably can't say that on the air. So
yeah, let's just go all the way NC-17 on this.
Okay. That's fair. That's fine. And by the way, NC-17 or whatever rating you want to call it, when people go to your Facebook page, Rippyology, everything's on the table, right? I mean, there's no censoring necessarily. Talk to us a little bit about how Rippyology came to be, what people can expect when they go to your Facebook page, and really what got you interested in weather.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's start with the first premise, right? I mean, you know, if my page on Facebook was a radio station, it would definitely have a 7-second delay. There's a little bit of adult humor there. I got into weather. I mean, when I was in kindergarten, and I just turned into a weather geek when my grandmother bought me a weather book. And just sort of studied weather, kind of, you know, self-study sort of thing throughout my entire life. So now I've turned that passion into, this community that we have on Facebook right now, and having the time of my life.
It's so you've always followed weather. You and I were together. Where were we when this came up? I think we were drinking something. I don't know, because that sounds much like our friendship. And you said, you know, I think I'm going to start a Facebook page. You think I should do that? That paid off.
I think it was you, actually, that said, you're going to start a Facebook page. We were in Key West 6 years ago next week. We were by the pool. I think you were trying to navigate some travel issues getting back home because you were flying like Bob's dog food store, liquor shop, and airline. Whatever. And so you were trying to get home and there were delays in your flight. We were sitting by the pool and I had posted something about a week earlier. There was a big polar vortex that was going through Wisconsin. Wind chills were like 60 below. And I posted something that went viral. And you're like, dude, you got to start a fan page. I'm like, I don't even know how to do that. And you like popped over into my laptop and you're like, boop, 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 boop. Okay, here's how you do it. So that's how it all started. It was 6 years ago next Thursday that you had a lot to do with that.
Well, and this is what you do full time now, right? I mean, you are doing this from the beginning of the day to the end of the night. You get people from this isn't just a Wisconsin page, correct?
No, I mean, you know, it is a little focused on Wisconsin, but we've got followers from 17 different countries and, in states all around the Midwest. So, you know, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, about 40,000 people that have sort of become a community. You know, it's not just me, like, you know, sort of barfing up weather forecasts. It really is a community that talks to each other, and we have fun. There's a lot of humor.
Yeah, you definitely know how to have fun. I mean, just on the page alone, we're talking with Scott Rippey, the social media influencer, weather influencer of the page Rippyology. And just to give everybody a preview of the little, like, how you describe your page, humor and snark, prone to adult language, 3-time Best of Madison winner, Bloody Mary aficionado, recipe dabbler, somewhat opinionated, cat daddy, potentially gay. And I just think that summarizes the page the absolute best possible way. All yeah. of that.
I think the words somewhat and potentially are doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
Speaking of heavy lifting, it's not just the humor and the weather. You have interns even. It looks like 6 hours ago you posted a picture of your intern or interns, and they look like they're the happiest employees you've ever hired.
Yeah, my interns are my two cats, Cole and Sky, who are pretty much with me every minute of every day. I mean, Ripiology is a 24/7 adventure. It's not an 8-to-5 Monday through Friday sort of thing for me. But I've always got the cats with me, and we have a bunch of sort of cat people in the neighborhood in the Ripiology community. So they like seeing the pictures, and I post those every once in a while. Cole and Sky are my interns. They're lazy as you know what, but but they help me get through the day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, this has got to be a lot of fun, right? Interacting with followers, and I'm imagining you get a lot of messages about weather and specific forecasts. I mean, I recall I was in the Denver airport flying back to Madison, and I was overhearing a conversation at the gate. They were inquiring about what the weather was going to be. I think it was possible snow or something along those lines. The woman had no idea that I'm really, really good friends with you. And she said, well, let me check to see what Ripiology says. And I remember texting you that from the Denver airport. And you said, get their address. I'm going to give them a mug.
Yeah. it really is. It's fun to be able to. I mean, I've got a up on my computer right now. I've got a 10-page document of all of my followers' travel plans. Because for all the fun that we have on Ripiology, job number one when it comes to weather is keeping people safe. Keeping people, making sure that they're not ending up in a ditch somewhere. Getting stuck in an airport, sleeping overnight and things like that. So one of the things that, you know, that we do at Ripiology is really try to help people with their travel plans. I remember, Aaron, you and I having a laughing fit over your trip back from Erie, Pennsylvania, when you were stuck in, you were stuck in some really bad lake effect snow and decided to hop in a car because we had tickets to the Packer game.
I remember you walked me through that step by step like an absolute pro, and also curbed my anxiety. And for that, I appreciate you. Scott, hang on 1 second. Stay with us because I got a couple weather questions for you. And then we're gonna get into a couple other things, especially a big event I know you're excited about, as I am, on Sunday. Back with Scott Rippey from Ripiology. Stay with us. More to come with Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlights. Phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Thank you for spending your Friday night with us as we kick off another great weekend. My name is Aaron Carreno. I'm filling in for Pete. Hopefully Pete is back and ready to go again on Monday night. Very grateful to be here today, and we're on the phone right now with my friend Scott Rippey, the weather blog. I'm not even call you blogger. You're a social media influencer. You have the page Rippeyology. You keep people safe. I think that's a really great point that you made prior to the break. That is ultimately the most important thing, is keeping people safe. And you have a lot of fun doing it at the same time, as we've already heard in this last segment. Scott, you have a way with words.
Uh-oh. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, one of the things that I can do at Rippeyology that your local TV meteorologist can't do, right, is just be really frank and eye level. So I can communicate in ways that that don't just talk about the weather, but talk about the way that weather might impact you. The way that you might want to prepare, things that you might want to do to your car, and you want to feel, you know, fill up with. I mean, the TV meteorologists have on average about 2 minutes and 20 seconds every newscast. We can get into a little bit more detail on Rippeyology, talk about, and we do this a lot, actually. You know, so somebody will message me or text me and say, all right, I'm driving from A to B, and I'm planning on taking this route. And I'm like, okay, so based on the storm that's incoming, I want you to take this route instead. Because I know the crews that are going to be out in certain counties, pre-treating roads and things like that. And that's all part of my job. My job is to know that, so that you don't have to know that. So getting people from point A to point B is super important. And then, as I said, I think the other thing that's really important is just to talk to people in ways that they understand. Instead of what they get on, you know, let's say their weather app. I mean, Aaron, how many weather apps do you think you have on your phone?
I think I probably have two, and I want to say what your acronym is for those weather apps, but I can't say that on the air. You'll have to go to your page to see that. But I think I got, what, two or three, and a couple of them?
We can say the acronym. It's SWA, and the WA is weather app, and we'll just let people use their imagination for what the S stands for. But those weather apps that you have on your phone, there's not a single human being that is involved in those forecasts. That's all data that comes in from NOAA and from the National Weather Service. You know, I know some of the other shows on the Civic stations have been talking about this. Have been talking about, you know, perhaps some of the potential threats to funding for NOAA, and all of that data that comes into your weather app is coming from NOAA. Not a single human being touches your forecast on those apps. So that's where I'm trying to fill that void to make weather forecasting a real, customized and personal solution for you.
You bring the personality to weather. And I will also say TV meteorologists right now are going through pretty stressful times, especially several meteorologists in this state. And I won't get into the specifics of that for time, But you are also just as supportive of those people. I think the weather community as a whole bands together, and you do a really good job of bringing everybody together. And I appreciate that.
I appreciate you saying that, Aaron, because there have been a lot of meteorologists that have been under attack in sort of in the name of media consolidation. You know, one particular media group that's, you know, that thinks that they can just throw everything out of Atlanta from the Weather Channel and handle their weather from there. But, you know, the Weather Channel is not going to cut in when there is a tornado that is literally a mile away from you. If we start with the premise that job one is safety and job two is communicating with people in ways that they can react to, in ways that they can understand, the meteorology community is under attack. It's not good right now.
We're talking with Scott Rippey, the weather influencer. Facebook page is Rippeyology, 3-time Best of Madison winner, one of my best friends. And really quick, Scott, we only have about a minute and a half or so. Did Jimmy the Groundhog from Sun Prairie lie last weekend when he said spring was coming up sooner this year? Because there's a weather event happening throughout Wisconsin tomorrow. Quickly, give the cliff notes. What can we expect tomorrow? And let's start like all the way up Ashland, all the way south to Beloit.
Yeah, so I mean, up north, Hayward, Ashland, Green Bay, Wausau, that sort of corridor is probably going to get the most snow tomorrow. The recent weather models are going a little bit drier, a little bit farther north. It's not going to be a huge weather event. I mean, we're talking probably 4 inches, maybe 5 inches max in northern Wisconsin. But we are in a weather pattern right now that is really conducive to multiple winter storms. So I know a lot of people have said, "Oh my God, you know, winter is a bust." It's not. We have a good 8 weeks of winter left, and we're in a favorable pattern for winter storms. So, if you are a snow lover, if you're a snowmobiler, do not lose hope yet.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us today. Rippeyology is the page. We'll find out more about your forecast there. Thank you for joining us tonight on Nightlights, and we'll catch you online, all right?
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. More next with Terry Barr. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matinee on Air.
CBS News Brief. Hamas has just released 3 more Israeli hostages as the Gaza ceasefire holds. Here's the BBC's Sebastian Usher.
There were no real smiles. There was no sense that you could see in their faces, in their eyes immediately, of a sense of happiness at what was happening.
The White House's Department of Government Efficiency is looking to make big cuts at NOAA, which CBS's David Schechter says does some vital work.
They issue our weather alerts through the National Weather Service, tell us when hurricanes are coming. They are a leader on climate science, understanding what's happening with their atmosphere, and they understand the health of the oceans.
President Trump wants to have daily migrant flights to Guantanamo Bay. CBS's Charlie Daggett says that is an ambitious plan.
The sheer numbers that President Trump is talking about, pretty ambitious. The first phase would see around 2,000 migrants to Guantanamo Bay. Ultimately, talking about 30,000 transported to the naval base.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Super Bowl 59 coming up tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Eagles and the Chiefs, spending time with family and friends before tomorrow night's Super Bowl here in New Orleans. Kickoff at 5:30. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce on what he likes to do the night before the game.
I really don't have too many crazy routines. I really just show up to the game ready to play some football and ready to go, you know, all out for the guys that I'm playing with.
NBA, the Bucks losing in Atlanta last night, 115-110. Doc Rivers upset with what he called a casual effort by his team in the third quarter.
It would have been a joke to basketball if we win the game tonight. We didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve to win. We're a better team than what we showed, and it's on me. I got to get them to see it. It's on me. I got to get them to see that you can't be casual in an NBA game and think you're going to win the game.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Additional accumulation of snow today, maybe another 4 or 5 inches. We'll see a high near 24 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a low around 1. For Sunday, sunshine with a high near 16. Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 18. Right now, it's 19.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's 4 presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, 1 electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back to Nightlights. Filling in for Pete Schwabba, I am Aaron Carreno, and really, thank you, Pete. Hey, Pete, thank you for having me on. Appreciate that. Pete does a great job. Love the show. Conrad, thank you for all your work tonight, except that hat. I just don't know about that hat you're wearing.
If you want to know the story, I when I first started watching basketball, I watched one player, and his name was Kevin Durant, and I fell in love with basketball watching him. So I kind of follow him around where he goes.
All right, that's fair. I mean, I'm the guy wearing the Kansas City shirt because it's kind of misleading. You're like, who is this guy filling in for Pete? That dude. I'm actually a Green Bay fan, but if I had to choose for this weekend, it is going to be Kansas City. I do want to see the three-peat. That is our question of the night. Who are you cheering for, Kansas City or Philadelphia? And I should probably ask Terry Barr that question because I know she's a sports fan. She joins us for Bar Band Friday nights. And T, Terry, it's great to have you back on. We're talking music here in a minute, but let's get right to this point. Who are you? Who do you got?
For this weekend, I think I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm really disappointed about Eagles fans in the way they treat other fans. I know that has nothing to do with the actual football team, but that's where I'm at.
Look, we've had a couple text messages coming in that also double down on what you just said. So there is some credit to that. Mm-hmm. You can text us, by the way, through the Civic Media app. Open up the app. Find your station. Use the text button at the bottom of your screen. Who do you want to win the big game? Well, there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, I hear we could be cheering for AC Voltage soon, too.
Shout out to Rich Lucascio for giving me that nickname. Great. I don't know how he comes up with that, honestly.
It was really good, and I kind of like it. I think it's going to stick.
Did he ever give you a nickname?
No, I haven't been on a same segment with him, so I've avoided any wrestling names, at least to right now.
And what's Conrad's again? What did you say yours was?
It's Con Cena.
Con Cena.
Ooh.
See, but that's like legit.
Yeah, that's
AC
good.
Voltage is like some guy who, you know, tries to entertain people on a street corner, I guess, on a Friday night in Madison. I don't know.
I can almost picture what you'll be wearing as that character.
Yeah. Halloween 2025.
Oh, dear.
Terry Barr, and you are all things music. You do a lot for us here, and you have a preview of what's happening in the music world. Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night at 6 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell us about some of these bands. Let's start with Rob D's, right?
Yeah, let's start with Rob D's. I'm expecting just a great conversation with him. This guy is a Madison-based hip-hop artist, but he's also an activist, he's an educator, and he works with kids from all around the state who may be in trouble or they were kicked out of school for something they did. And since he is an educator and a hip-hop artist, he kind of twists that, and he tries to teach the kids about telling their stories, using their stories in music, instead of just kind of sitting on those stories and, you know, woe is me. He just believes if they can find power in their own stories, that down the road they can be okay. And of course, he really pushes them to do that. And it's so great because I am also going to ask him about Black History Month. With him as an activist, he believes in the month itself, but he's also one of those guys that says, I need to incorporate pieces of my history every single day of the year. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more of what he has to say about that.
Yeah, I can imagine. And more than ever now, especially, right? I mean, yeah. Black History Month is so important. And I'm glad that he's able to intertwine that into his music. And do we have a little sample? Do we have some of that music ready to go that we can hear right now? A preview before tomorrow night?
We do. And in fact, it is, Aaron, a brand new song from Rob D's. This is a rarity. He is so busy these days with all of the other projects he's involved in. And of course, he's traveling to try to help all the kids. But he was inspired, you'll like this, inspired to write this song, again, from stories. But he said, I needed to get my words out there about being patient and having grace during these challenging times around all of us. So he calls it composure.
Good stuff. Conrad, you want to cue it up?
Ain't no time to walk with my head down. Part of being a man with skin that's brown. Had that to being a man about town. And it all come out in the soul and the sound. Now, speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here. Bread in the air, on some peppy lip pew. That mean I'll put some stank on it now, whatever I do. So, smell like that, this progression rap. Great to move forward, ain't no time to look back. On some let me live so I can get at that. Cause I'm a blue collar baby, earn my teacup cat. Some 10 and 9 like me cause I'm speaking facts. Robbie St. Luke cause I was speaking acts. Walking my beneath these words of my debris. How to keep composure through all of this grief. Cause some throw jazz for us to fall. Like they the only spot for us to ball off. Work our own visions, make sure they saw off. Drew Holiday, point blank.
days I call all. This is for those separate polarizations. Tell my soul smack on these hit quotations. For the real, we the people type situations. Must have seen faith for all the trailblazers. Can't trip now, these days are so revealing. Keep calm and now I tap in my deeper feelings. Things fall apart, man, now I get it. But I know my black excellence is often expected. Stay cool even when it's hot, it's so hectic. Composure is a mantra, small stuff, I don't sweat it. Falling for the all us, now I bet it. And come up short, there's no way that I can let it. Level her decisions with no time to trip. Put my soul on the line, word of Morris has left. It's funny, man, I used to crave the attention. Now I just crave people get my intentions. No matter the hurt which I've been exposed, it's gonna get better, man, stay composed.
So come up, sometimes we fail, and in the joy and times we fail. Now you just spread your wings, set sail, and you just keep your composure, babe, your composure.
It seemed like we all going through it, cooler heads prevail, composed is how to do it. Y'all got demons, same skew how folks view it. Shape up a story, no one could have knew it. Last name Franklin, but I ain't no saint. Made my words snowfall when they said you can't. Being black and white, Wisconsin require restraint. And I go for what I know, shoot, think I ain't. But settling for less, not part of my debate. It's cause I'm moving love in a world full of hate. You ain't felt the pain, then I know you can't relate. And you be just talking and I'll be like, I'm straight. Funny how folks couldn't care about you. Be the loudest ones popping how they got you. Never saw a part and that's the part that hurt. Keep my composure while they scream out merch. The circle grew to the point I had to cut it down. Motives different than mine, then I gotta shut it down. Whisper where to go, I just go when I hear it. I ain't saying folks wrong, I'm just going with the spirit.
Don't come up, sometimes we fail. In the joy and times we fail. You just spread your wings, set sail. And you just keep your composure, babe. Your composure.
Few lounges, I think, around here, Terry, that we could probably put that song on, just kind of relax or sink into the couch at home, you know?
Like, I saw you grooving. Oh, yeah.
I feel that, right?
Yeah. We turned it into a Friday night dance party, too.
Well, and nobody's in here, so you can't see me, which is even better. But I love that he helps students create hip-hop projects in different areas of learning. I think that's just so important. And as a musician, I mean, he's performed with some pretty famous and very talented people. Nas, Eminem, Common.
I know.
That is just
It's incredible. He is also in the Smithsonian because of the work he's done. He did an interview, and the people from the Smithsonian Library of Congress liked it so much, they have put it in their historical library. You can go there and listen to Rob Dees from Wisconsin tell the story of Wisconsin Black history and hip hop.
That is really, really awesome. That is really, really cool. Thank you very much for sharing that. Wow. Talking with Terry Barr. It's Barr Band Friday. Terry, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night live show here on the Civic Media Radio Network starting at 6 o'clock. And Terry, you know, for somebody that hasn't listened to Max Inc. before, you know, you hear a lot on this network. You hear some politics. You have some fun at night after six. You get a little bit of everything. But Max Inc. is really all about local music and connecting those artists to the rest of Wisconsin and beyond, for that matter.
I think I've really found out by doing this with Pete every Friday. And every Friday, Pete will say to me, "Are you kidding me? more amazing bands from Wisconsin. And I love that I can sort of surprise him in that way with new bands that he has never heard. And every time he goes, that's my new favorite. But then there's another one the next week. I think we are just so lucky, not just in Madison and Milwaukee, Eau Claire, but I think the music scene is really growing all around the state. And by music, I mean original, locally made, Wisconsin-made music.
Yeah, even in Green Bay too, right? I was visiting the team up there, and Mino and the mayor had on a couple of artists the last couple of times I've been there. And they're just people are utilizing local radio as an opportunity to also get their music out there. And I think Max Inc. does a really incredible job. You and Jimmy and Rocker, just getting that show together and introducing people to all sorts of new music from around the state. And if you're listening right now and you're like, well, I've got live music, maybe they could reach out to you and share your stuff with Terry. You listen to everything,
do.
Right?
Yeah, they can email us, super simple, at civicmedia.us. That easy.
Music@civicmedia.us. Perfect. That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now we have a little bit more to share with everybody before we get to the end of the show. Give us a little preview of the group, The Flavor That Kills. Tell us more about them.
Well, what I find interesting about them, they're out with their fourth album now. The first three they described as retro. And then they decided to say, forget about it. We're just going to do whatever we feel like, whatever hits us, not trying to be like the 70s anymore. And so now they say it's a little bit more like a four-way stop sign where no one stops. So they've got this new album out. It's the song that we have from it is called American Dream. They are also going to be playing the Happy Hour of Love next Friday. It's also sponsored by WMDX along with Max Inc. Radio. And if you're in the Madison area, it's going to be happening at 5:00. Everybody likes early shows now at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's downtown Madison. But we're going to, you know, put out all the information all next week. So hopefully people can come and join us.
Yeah. And we're definitely going to see some great live music there because that venue, the Gamma Ray, if you haven't been, is, I remembered it as it used to be the Frequency.
Yep.
And this place is just so cool. It is steps off the Capitol. You got to check it out. We're going to play a little bit from them, The Flavor That Kills. In just a few moments, stay with us. We're talking with Terry Barr, host of Max Inc. Radio, Bar Band Friday Nights. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive. Oh, 'cause girls like you run around with guys like me.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. I am Aaron Carreno, filling in for Pete tonight. Of course, you can always text us through the Civic Media app. Our question of the night, who do you got winning the big game? Is it going to be Kansas City or is it going to be Philadelphia? And we've got a lot of texts coming in on the text line tonight. Looks like Steady Eddie, he's got Chiefs. He's got Kansas City. He's got the team that I'm cheering for, that Terry Barr, thank you. We're the minority here and cheering for them.
Oh.
You know, it is what it is, right? By the way, today, Terry, is also National Gumball Day. Bubble Gum Day.
Okay.
And do you remember when you would go into the bars or the music venues and they'd have the little candy machines you put in the quarter and you twist it? That, are we still able to eat that? Is that still okay to consume those?
If it's been in there for years and years.
Will we break our teeth? Like,
ooh.
Maybe not.
I like Bazooka. Remember the cartoon? But I don't think I ever actually chewed the gum.
Did Bazooka have the comic strips with him?
Yes. Yeah. The cartoon was fun.
All right. Yep. That's right. It's Bar Band Friday here on Nightlight. And we just got through a great artist, Rob Dees. And we're talking now about The Flavor That Kills. Remind us again, they're going to be performing at Gamma Ray Bar. Gamma Ray Bar.
Right.
Bar, is it? Is it called Gamma Ray Bar? I just forget the name of that.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Great music venue, an intimate music venue right off the Capitol Square here in Madison. When is that show again?
It is the Happy Hour of Love on February 14th, and it starts at 5 o'clock. Get you home by probably 7:30.
My kind of night these days, Terry.
I know.
My kind of night these days. Let's play a little bit from them. Sound like a plan? All right. Let's do it. What's the song again?
American Dream.
American Dream. Here we go. Hey.
Thank you.
that kills American Woo! Dream. Terry, that is fantastic. Can't wait to see them at Gamma Ray. And thank you. You'll have more on them tomorrow night on Max Inc.
Yeah, they'll be in studio to talk all about the show coming up.
Awesome. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Max Inc. Radio, Terry Barr. Always appreciate having you here. Barr Band Fridays with Nightlight. You have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Everybody, too. Have a great weekend.
Go, KC. All right. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate you. And that pretty much wraps it up for us tonight. Wow, that went fast, Conrad. It really did. Wow. What's next?
Well,
getting your McChickens ready for the weekend? Your homemade McChickens?
I am prepping them tonight.
And we kind of covered it all tonight. We had music. We talked foul weather. We had our pasty conversations and the big game. So lots to look forward to. Hopefully Pete is back and healthy next week. Tuesday, he has on Madison film critic Rob Thomas. Wednesday, actor Glenn Morshower from Black Hawk Down 24 Bloodline. In musical act 7,000 Apart performs live from Sweden.
Yes,
via StreamYard.
Yep, they will be in Sweden. So it's about 11 so it'll be late for them, but not for us.
All right. And then Thursday, John McGivern, great guy, host of Main Streets on PBS. So funny. Such a good dude at the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Conrad, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for having me here, Pete. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba across the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a wonderful weekend.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news, headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Cheers erupted in Tel Aviv as Hamas released three more Israeli hostages.
Dozens of armed Hamas militants wearing masks and military uniforms paraded three male Israeli hostages at a ceremony in Gaza before handing them over to the Red Cross. The men, ages 34, 52, and 56, looked thin and pale but were able to walk on their own power. Families and supporters watching in Israel cheered and embraced.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem reports around 180 Palestinians have been released from Israeli jails in exchange. One of the latest orders from President Trump came yesterday when he says he's revoking former President Biden's security clearance, and he's ending the daily intelligence briefings he's receiving. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi explains it's payback for Biden doing the same to him 4 years ago.
President Biden was actually the first president to bar a former president from receiving those intelligence briefings back in 2021, citing Trump's, quote, erratic behavior. Biden said he felt that Trump could not be trusted with some of the information received in that briefing.
Meanwhile, the president is heading to the Super Bowl tomorrow. Michael Hecht is the CEO of Greater New Orleans.
The Super Bowl has gone from being just a championship game to being almost like a domestic Davos.
And so somehow it feels fitting and appropriate, and I can't say that we're surprised, and frankly, we're thrilled.
It is the first time a sitting president ever attended. A lot of coughing and sniffling and sneezing around you. Well, flu cases are on the rise.
For an increasing number of people,
having the flu feels like you have both strep and COVID at the same time.
That 12-year-old from Ardsley, New York, thinks she caught it at a gymnastics meet. The last time flu levels were this high was in 2009, and the CDC says the cases are still rising. Dr. Chris Bryant is with Norton Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky.
They're seeing extraordinarily high numbers of kids test positive for flu. It's worrisome.
There are flu cases now in every state, but the virus is most active in 43 states that hold 97% of the U.S. population. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A small commuter plane that crashed in western Alaska has been located, and authorities say all 10 people on board have died. Governor Mike Dunleavy says flying is an essential mode of transportation in Alaska.
In Alaska, we are the state that flies. We have more pilots per capita. This is how we do things.
It's the deadliest crash in the state in the last 25 years. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of, like, why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station